As we pass in the halacha, so a husband can light Hanukkah nairs for the wife. That's not just a chumer. Wife has to light Hanukkah candles and be mishtatef, but a husband does for a wife. The mahadrin doesn't really apply to a wife of her lighting her own candles because ishto kagufo. So let's say you do that, or as you light Hanukkah candles and you have your wife in mind, but she's not there. She's still at work. She's at the store. She's not there. You want to light kedin at the right time, and your wife's not there. I'm not recommending this. I'm just saying that, let's say that's what happens. So the Rabbah explains a fascinating thing, and he says that we need to know that there's two parts, two mitzvahs, if you will, of lighting Hanukkah candles. One of them is the mitzvah of hadlaka, of light Hanukkah candles. The other one is that you have to say Hodah to Hashem when you see the candles. And that's the second bracha, says the Rambam of Shas, and Nisim Labuseinu, Vayam Vahim Bezmanazet. So the first bracha is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Simple. You're making a bracha on the Hadlaka. The second bracha is the bracha on the Nes, Shas and Nisim Labuseinu. And the Rambam therefore explains that even Afilu Misha Madlika Love Bebesai, even if somebody, you know, this is my case, the husband lit for the wife, so she's yotze the hadlaka. Yotze the hadlaka, the lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, he had in mind his wife. But she's not yotze being hodah on the nes in front of the neiros. So she didn't do that part, and therefore, when she sees the neiros, yours or even somebody else's, says the Rambam, she should make a sha'as anisim la'vaseinu b'yom ha'im b'zman hazeh. Beautiful Rambam. The Rashba, the Ran, everybody argues with this Rabbah and says there's no two dinim here. There's two parts to one mitzvah. And Lahadlik and their Shas and Nisim go together. And if your husband was Madlik on your wife, or whatever the case might be, was Madlik for her, so that takes that, then she can no longer make a Shas and Nisim to be Yotze them mitzvah. It all goes together. The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Ayin Vav refers to this machlokes, and he says, "First, mishlo hidlik ve'enoy asid lahadlik boisei laila, v'gam ein madlikin olav b'soich beisei." Look at it carefully. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody is not lighting candles, won't light candles, and nobody's lighting for him or her, kishirayin er chanukim mivarech shasan nisim. You should make a shasan nisim. Clear in the Shulchan Aruch that if somebody is lighting for you, you don't say this bracha shasan nisim. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening not like the Rambam, which is shalei kedarka. He's paskening like the Rashba, and he's not paskening like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'yesh paiskim, there are other paiskim, it means the Rambam, but the paiskim are paskening like that. The savri da'afilu yodeya shemadlikin olav b'beis. Even if somebody did light for you at home, kivin du'ba'atzvein amadlik, since you yourself didn't learn madlik, so therefore, tzarech levarech al hari'iya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be the Shita Zarambam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom eino kedai lasus kein lamaisa. Don't do it. Don't do this. The sfeik brachas lahakil, because the sfeik brachas lahakil says that sof kol sof machlok is the Rambam and the Rashba, and you don't want to make a bracha misafik. So since the Rashba argues with the Rambam, you don't make that bracha. But what we do see from all this is that it's extremely important, especially because we go with this Mishnah Berurah, not with the Rambam. It's extremely important that if you're lighting for your wife is there. Even if it means, let's say you like to light exactly at Shkia and your wife's not going to be home till Tzeis HaKacham, light later. Because it's very, very important for her that she's mishtatef, not just with the hadlakas neiros, but also with the rias neiros and the chiyuv to give haidah, the second bracha shas, anisim la'avoseinu b'yom v'hem b'zman hazeh.